Well, as I expect you can tell from the hymns that we sang so far, that the emphasis today is on love for God. We have spent the last number of months going through the Ten Commandments, one by one, learning what their purpose is in this age and what they mean. And I thought we could not, now we're going through the summary, the last couple of weeks, and I didn't think we could complete the summary without covering what is called in the scriptures the first commandment, or the greatest commandment. And that, of course, is love for the Lord. So we're going to read Mark chapter 12 and verse 30, and then pray. Mark 12, verse 30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Our Father God, we pray as we gather here today that you do the work that only you can do. Repeated, we are told in your holy book that spiritual activity must be empowered by the Spirit. Without God, we can do nothing. We acknowledge that it's not by might nor by power, but by thy Spirit. We acknowledge that some people trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God, the Lord Jehovah, the one who needs nothing, who can do anything, and that without any resources from which to draw. A God who can make fire without fuel, who can make man without man, who can create a universe out of nothing. A God who can take all of our situations, whatever they are, and turn them to good. God causes all things to work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are the called according to his purpose. We know that in thy book they were written all the days that were ordained for us when as yet there was not one of them. We know we are thy workmanship. We know that he that is in us will continue a good work until the day that Jesus Christ returns. We know that there are eternal souls gathered in this room, some heading to heaven, some destined to hell, if they do not comprehend and submit to the gospel truth. And so we pray today, Lord, as we study this commandment of love, that we would see it from your perspective, that your Holy Spirit would enlighten each of us. Every man and every woman, every boy, every girl who is gathered here or is listening over some other means, that the Holy Spirit would cause each to see the message as far as how it relates to them. We should be a people who say, Lord, what would you have us to do? And may we have ears to hear and wills to concede and hearts that love. We pray for our nation. We see the direction it's going, or at least we perceive that this is not good. We want to see the Lord honored in the hearts of people, including our leadership. We pray, Lord, that there be more and more people coming more and more submissive to the Word of God and asking, what shall we do? Now, Lord, please bless as we continue. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're looking at the third part of summary of our study of the law. We'll begin with a brief review of what we've covered the last few weeks. The first part of our summary is when we defined the law and explained its purpose. So let's start with that definition. Law. It means standards springing from the nature of God. In other words, this is not something the Lord devised that is separate from who he is, but it emanates from his character. There's nothing in the law but that it speaks to us of the nature of God. For example, if he says, thou shalt not bear false witness, well, he is a God who cannot lie. And so it's a character springing from his very nature. We study the Ten Commandments to learn who God is. Anyway, the law is standards that spring from that nature that to which we are eternally bound. There's an eternal binding on all moral creatures. From the moment we were conceived, throughout all eternity, We are bound to keep this law. All moral creatures are. And that's true whether we recognize it or not. You can say, I didn't know about this law. I didn't sign up for this. I have no dog in this fight. I just want to live my life. No, every one of us are called to respond to God, whether we recognize it or not, whether we want it or not. These are standards springing from the nature of God, eternally binding on all moral creatures, whether recognized or not, the transgression of which resulting in eternal separation from God.